Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Teen driving with no headlights arrested for DUI. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette police officers observed a 2009 Ford driving with no headlights at the intersection of Brooks Avenue and 4th Street at around 11:30 p.m. on Saturday night. The Ford, driven by an 18-year-old male, had two passengers, a 20-year-old male and a 19-year-old male. Officers saw open alcohol containers and several vaping devices in the vehicle. After consenting to a search of the vehicle, they found marijuana in wax form and a bottle of fake urine, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. The 20-year-old passenger was found to have a warrant out of Campbell County and was arrested. The driver, showing signs of impairment, performed a field sobriety test and was arrested for youthful offender driving under the influence, also charged with minor in possession of tobacco, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, open container, driving without headlights, and possession of an adulterant. The Campbell County Public Library's presentation of the Liberation of Auschwitz, Historical Remembrance and Memorial, will be this Saturday, January 28th at 1 p.m. The collection of photos focuses on the Auschwitz extermination camp and are the only photos that were allowed to be taken. John Egan, a semi-retired historian who has taught Holocaust history and 20th century genocide at Sheridan College and the University of Kansas, will be doing the presentation. He said, "Remembrance is the most powerful counter to the hatred that spawned the Holocaust. 6 million is more than a number. It is 6 million individual lives, families, and communities." The hour-long presentation will cover the lives of some of the victims of the Holocaust. The event is free and open to the public, but is not intended for young children. It is appropriate for high school-age students through adults. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.